Hello, everybody. Thank you for spending some time with me this morning. Got a great show for you today. Short on time, but heavy on content. So looking forward to saying what I have time to say. Got my little bullet points here, and we'll see where my wandering mind takes us. Thank you for waking up with me. Please like this stream, share it. Feel free to comment. If you comment on YouTube, I might actually see it. But anyway, let's get started. So I almost died yesterday. Not even being dramatic. I mean, I was in a significant car accident that was not my fault, the details of which I don't want to go into too much, partially because it happened where I work. But, and I work on a construction site, okay? But I'll just tell you, because I get on the mic and I want to be open and honest and whatever. My forklift driver, who I've been working with for 10 years, who's one of the best, I guarantee he's in the top 100 forklift drivers in the country. He fucked up, he made a mistake, and the result of which was he put one of his forklifts, like, it's a 6-foot forklift, 4 feet of it went into the front driver's side of my car, my Kia, my 2013 Kia Optima. And I was driving it. It was like, what the hell, dude? Anyway, without getting into all the details, if it had been 3 feet another direction, that forklift was going right through my stomach. I mean, literally. I actually came fairly close to being killed yesterday, which is so random and bizarre. But I'm using it as an opportunity to be grateful, right? Like a healthy person would. And I mentioned in one of my previous live videos, this guy Bashar, who's, there's this guy Daryl, who allegedly channels this entity Bashar, who I found out the other day is actually claims to be Daryl's future self. So there's this guy who says stuff, and he claims that it's coming from his future self. And he gives amazing life advice. And basically his life advice is to follow your passion with no expectation that there will be positive results. And trust me, positive results will flow. It's all about mindset. But he's got a really good way of explaining how to be in a positive mindset all the time and why you should. But one of the more interesting videos he did, clips that I saw recently, was he was speaking about this concept of a near miss. First of all, he talks about aliens and alternate realities and timelines and all this crazy shit. But one of these things he said that really caught my attention was, he goes, you humans on this planet have, I do a pretty good impression of him, because you have this concept of what's called a near miss. And he goes, sometimes when you've had these near misses and you feel like you almost died, but you made it, he goes, sometimes you didn't. You did die. But you go to your spirit guides, and then they send you back because you still have more to learn on this planet. Or so I had this weird feeling after the accident yesterday, like, hey, is this the same girlfriend that I came home to? Is this the same dog? This is the same life? Did I die? Am I now in an alternate reality? No. So I think I dodged a bullet. I could have been impaled by a forklift. It was crazy. The guy, it was so scary because he couldn't see at all. It's like when I realized, holy shit, he can't see at all. He can't hear at all. I'm laying on the horn. I'm sitting in there. I'm in disbelief that he's going to just barrel right through me. And next thing you know, by the time I realized I needed to hit it in reverse and hit the gas, I put it in reverse and I went to go slam the gas and boom, impact. So it was just like, holy shit. Had that been 3 feet to the south, no morning show. Okay. So grateful to be here. My car, I love my car, and we'll see what happens, okay? That's life. You make lemons out of lemonade. Let me get to some show administrative stuff real quick. I'm not in love with the title of these morning live streams, Mornings with Brian, but like my podcast title itself, Searching for Political Identity, it tells you what it is. This is Searching for Political Identity, and this is a morning with Brian. But I will see. I like doing these lives. You know, back when I started my podcast in law school in 2021, I would do a lot of solo episodes because I wasn't getting guests consistently at that time. And so I did, and I was basically just data dumping what I learned what I was learning in whatever class I was in law school at the time. But I've gotten away from these solo episodes in recent years as I started to get more guests. But with these live streams, I feel like I can do more solo episodes. I'm still able to have the same amount of guests. And so it's cool. So I'm enjoying it. So expect more of these, hopefully with a better title in time. And it's interesting, you know, it goes on YouTube. It goes in your live section of your videos. It's a different category of videos than your uploaded video. So I'm getting a feel for how all this works. And like I said, I'm having fun. So hopefully you are too. Yeah, so interesting thing I wanted to talk about is the challenges that I face, that anyone faces as a podcaster, but the challenges that I'm facing. Here they are. One is the challenge to actually find my political identity, which was the intellectual purpose and the purpose of the podcast. That's one. But two is, as a podcaster, it's like, okay, you're not just talking to people and trying to find your political identity. You're the host of a podcast. You want attention. You want to grow. You want an audience. So that's a whole separate thing than just connecting with people and asking them questions, right? So how do I be funny? How do I be entertaining? How do I sound good on the microphone, on the video? All these things that I need to pay more attention to. I'm starting to pay more attention to, but it's interesting how, you know, I went from being, no, first of all my friends would tell you I'm an attention whore and I have no problem being the center of attention. And that was true from an early age. I always had a little bit of a performer in me, but for so many years, and I mentioned this in previous live streams recently, you know, all the pot, all the depression, all the uncertainty, I really withdrew. I wasn't active on social media for 15 years of my adult life. You think I was active? Hell no. Because I was a wimp. I was scared out of my mind. I didn't know who I was. I still don't. I'm searching, but I've gained a lot of confidence over the years. I've grown a lot. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting. Now I've come full circle and I'm being outward again, expressing myself, and I'm enjoying it, but I got to learn how to do it and how to do it better. So it's just kind of interesting how life works. Yeah, so let me just run through these last couple bullet points, then I'll get out of here. So because my car was struck in a serious manner yesterday, I was not able to do the podcast episode I had scheduled for yesterday, which was a guest episode, and my guest was the venerable Austin Peterson. You know, he AP for Liberty, for the number four Liberty on Twitter. You know him. He hosts the Wake Up America show. He's amazing. I don't know too much about him other than he's a really good broadcaster. He does it as his full-time job, it seems. He does it every morning. He's got an amazing merchandise shop. He's very talented speaker, broadcaster. I know he ran for president as a libertarian in 2016, and I guess was defeated by Gary Johnson, who you may know gave the famous "What is Aleppo?" remark on TV, which effectively ended his campaign and probably set the libertarians back a decade, which I think, as I learn more about libertarians, is kind of ironic, because a real libertarian would tell you, why should I know what Aleppo is? It's a city in Syria and it's being attacked. Well, that's not my business. I'm the president of America. I don't need to know what's going on in Syria. There is an argument that what is Aleppo is actually the right answer from a libertarian, but there was so much going on at the time, and Gary Johnson looked like he was caught with his pants down, and so he's probably stoned as well. He was down to sit. It's just hilarious. But anyway, I've talked enough in recent weeks about libertarians. You can go watch previous episodes, particularly live streams, if you want to hear me digesting all the libertarian information I've been taking in lately. But Austin, it seems to me that he's a libertarian who embraces Trump, because there are some libertarians who say, hey man, Trump is just as bad as the Democrats because he spends all this much, and sure, he didn't start any new wars, that's good, but you know, he's as much a creature of the system as any of the other guys, because the libertarians, they want to just tear down the state, right? Trump didn't tear down the state. He got railroaded by the state, in fact, by COVID. So he's not the guy. some libertarians say. But Austin doesn't say that. And I was looking forward to talking to Austin about this, and we will reschedule and we're going to have an amazing conversation about several things. But one of them is going to be, hey, Austin, I assume you embrace Trump as a libertarian because your calculation is, and this is where it gets interesting, all the different factions and libertarians and the strategies. But I assume his belief is like, hey, you're either a, let's measure the force, measure it out. You're either a net force pushing towards tyranny or a net force pushing towards liberty. And I'm assuming he thinks Trump is a net force pushing towards liberty. And that despite the fact that we have shitty choices, you know, Trump is the only one who can win. Only one. And so that's why he would support Trump. I'm pretty sure that's going to be his answer, but I'm really looking forward to him to talking about, looking forward to talking with him about so many things. How does he do his show? What time does he wake up? How does he schedule his guests? How does he make money on his merch shop? How rich is he? It's going to be awesome. So Austin, thank you for being flexible. That's very exciting. I have two guests scheduled for this weekend. One of them has created like a database online. It's called Egora. We'll talk about it in that episode, but pardon me. Hold on. It's actually like a really interesting looking website where you could learn a lot about your political beliefs and share your political beliefs in a really interesting, organized way. So he's actually going to be a cool guest. And then that's Saturday. And then Sunday, I've got this guy who goes by the handle Socialist Legacy, at Socialist Legacy. His name on Twitter is called Old Fashioned Marxist. This guy's brilliant. I saw him as a guest on the Aiming Up podcast. Okay, Brent, who hosts the Aiming Up podcast, was my guest recently. So in preparation for that video, I watched a couple of Brent's episodes, and they're amazing, by the way. Go check out Aiming Up podcast, really. And as I've said previously, his whole thing is he's an anarchist. He would call himself a pure libertarian. The logic there is that if you're a libertarian, you probably are eventually going to embrace anarchy. And I could say a lot more about libertarianism. Maybe I will. I'm actually running out of time. But I watched this episode that Brent did with this guy, Old Fashioned Marxist. It was incredible. So on Sunday, I'm going to get an education in Marxism and socialism, capitalism, what these words mean. It's actually going to, I'm looking forward. It's probably going to be one of the most important episodes I've done so far in defining things, understanding what the hell they mean. Okay. So real quick, what I want to do now is give a shout out to a friend of mine. I'm going to share the screen and just show you the book that I purchased yesterday in support of a Twitter friend. Share screen. Okay. Window. Here we go. I bought this yesterday. Can you see it yet? Not yet. Here we go. Here we go. D.A. Weisong. Is there an N in her last name? I don't think there is. Weisong. Yeah. D.A. is a big friend of mine. She's been supportive since I got on Twitter 3 years ago. And I support people who support me. And I have a feeling she's an amazing writer. So I just got this on Kindle yesterday. And I'm looking forward to reading it. I love this stuff. And she believes that, you know, she's a fiction author, but she believes that all of this stuff is real, the aliens and interdimensional beings. So, you know, I've talked about that enough lately, and I'll talk about it again soon, but crazy shit to ponder. And again, big picture is like, what's true? What's real? Because if I understand what's real, what's true, then maybe it'll be easier to understand what the best form of government is, right? And maybe I'll be able to easily figure out what my political identity should be. So I did not know when I started this podcast that the pursuit of alien life would be such a big factor in how I feel about things, but it is relevant to some degree, I would say. Okay, let me get that off the screen. Let me wrap this up here. So the last few, so I've told you about the next few guests I have, and I have months of guests scheduled out now. So it's like really cool. But I want to tell you very quickly about the last few guests I've had, just to do respect to them. Like I said, Brent, the host of Aiming Up. I had a guy running for Congress. Now I've interviewed several people running for Congress recently, and most of them did not advance in their primary, right? They lost. Been talking to some losers. No disrespect. But this guy won. He advanced, and so he's still running. His name is Daniel Martinez, and we spoke 5 days ago. You can find it wherever you listen to my podcast. It's called Avoiding Tribalism and Running for Congress. Good guy. Good conversation. Same with Frankie Lozada, who is currently running for president as a Democrat. He frankly told me that he's planning to suspend his campaign in the near future, probably run for Congress in New York. And I'll just spoil the entire episode, so now you don't have to listen to it. He's probably going to support Kennedy. And as I've said lately, I'm probably going to support Kennedy as well. And I can get into why another time. I guess very briefly, I'll just say, look, man, I voted for Obama twice because he inspired me, right? I voted for Hillary because I thought she was more competent, and I respect her intelligence and her understanding of the law and all that. And I hadn't paid enough attention my whole life to politics to hate her. I just hadn't built up. I don't know. A lot of people hate Hillary Clinton, and maybe if I was more informed, I would too. But I voted for her. And then I voted for Biden. He was the one I was least comfortable with, but I did vote for him because I wasn't ready to vote for Trump. Trump didn't reach out to me. And I thought Biden was going to pretty much govern like Trump, minus the drama. That ended up not being the case. The world's kind of on fire, whether or not you want to blame Biden or not. It's like, hey, man, you know, you're holding the bag, dude. You're in charge. So, yes, inflation's coming down, but it's been a rough term for Biden. And I did vote for him. And what am I going to do this time? Well, like Chris Cuomo and like all these smart pundits are saying lately. So I'm a registered independent, even though I've always voted for Democrats. But these smart people are saying, hey, the independents are not going to let you just say Trump is a biggest threat to democracy, and so you have to vote for him. No, I'll make my decision on what's a big threat to democracy. Why don't you give me visions to choose from? And then I'll make my choice. But the more you tell me that a vote for Kennedy is a vote for Trump, which is understandable. I mean, that makes sense. But the more you tell me Trump is a threat, and if I don't sense it myself, the disconnect grows there. And so the censorship and the, so Biden, you know, look, he seems like a decent guy, right? But what I'm going to do in this upcoming election is anyone's guess, but it does seem like I'm leaning towards Kennedy at the moment. Let me tell you about my Uncle Rick real quick. In some way, you might say I'm following his footsteps in my own way. He is a podcast radio host. He is going to be writing a book. He just got a book deal with Professor Richard Wolff. Do you guys know Professor Richard Wolff? He's like one of the most well-known communist economists in the country. If you're not a lefty, you probably think he's retarded. If you are a lefty, you probably think he's a genius. My uncle is definitely not retarded, and neither Wolf is clearly not retarded. But, you know, if you don't believe in leftist economics, you probably think he's crazy. My uncle's not crazy or retarded. My uncle is brilliant. He's an amazing writer. You got to sign up for his newsletter at RJ Escow on Twitter, I believe is his thing. And in 2016, when Bernie Sanders was running for president, He hired my uncle as a head speechwriter. He was his third hire, Bernie's third hire. My uncle's very well respected in progressive circles. And I'm so proud of him. I'm excited that he's going to be writing this book with Professor Wolff. And I love and respect my uncle. He's a hardcore progressive. And he doesn't shy away from, he's not afraid to tell it like it is. And, you know, he's writing a lot of pieces about Israel that are very critical. And I don't know where I stand on that, frankly, but I respect the work he's doing. Just like I respect the work that guys like Dave Smith are doing. Now, isn't this interesting? Dave Smith, hardcore libertarian, very anti-Israel, anti-war. My uncle, not a libertarian. He's a progressive. He's a lefty, but he's very anti-war. So it's interesting to see where these different political factions line up and synchronize on certain things and where they don't. So foreign policy, anti-war, anti what Israel's doing now is where they would align. And it's interesting because the libertarians, so real quick, libertarians, you know, they're just, I don't want to use the word obsessed, but they think property rights are like the supreme ideal in society. Leave everybody alone. Let them do what they want. It's their property, their body. Don't tax them. Taxation is theft. The state is a parasite. So just delete all of that. Let people live. Let the market do its thing. And that's essentially libertarian, but they're anti-state. They think the state is the parasite. The state creates corruption. And so the libertarian critique of Israel might just be, hey, man, this is a state. I don't care if it's Jews. I don't care if it's what. It's a state causing harm to people. So let's vehemently oppose it. But my Uncle Rick, he's not an anti-statist. He wants the state to exist. He wants the state to redistribute wealth. So different reasons to arrive at the same conclusion. That's very interesting. But my Uncle Rick is an amazing guy. And he's one of the absolute best thought leader, progressive thought leaders. I had him on my show, episode number 8 years ago, and I'm due to have him back. I'm due to call him too. So I kind of touched upon Israel there. Last thing I'll say is it's my mom's 70th birthday today. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you. You know, guys, at some point I'll open up a little bit more about my family. There's lots of stories to tell there. It's been quite a ride. My mom's a great person. And I'm grateful for her. Lucky to have her. I guess that's it. I got a job to go to. You got things to do. Thank you so much for being here. We'll do this again soon. I don't know when. You know, as time marches on, we'll see what kind of schedule I get on. Am I going to do this morning show every day? Am I going to do it Tuesdays and Thursdays? Who knows? But I'm grateful that you're here. Like I said earlier, it gives me an opportunity to decompress a little bit, to share my thoughts, and connect with you. That's what I'm interested in doing. Because like I said, it's not just about finding my political identity. That's like 90% of it. But there is this piece that I cannot deny, that I cannot ignore, which is that I do want to grow this podcast. I do want to be, not famous, but I guess I would like to somehow make this my job. And so that requires growth and audience and revenue, all things that were not on my mind when I started this thing. Remember, I started it when I was studying critical race theory in law school during the Trump era, right before the pandemic hit. So actually, no, it was right after the pandemic hit. Yeah. Pandemic had already hit. We had just been put back in class. We were out of school for a year. They put us back in. And by May 2021, I was back in class with the mask, learning about critical race theory, and it just blew my mind. It blew my mind, and there's so much to say. Remember, if libertarians are anti-state, the critical race theory is a complete critique of the state we have, of the culture we have. So I could tell you a lot about critical race theory and how it connects or doesn't connect with libertarianism, how this affects my search for political identity. I'm Jewish, so do I experience anti-Semitism? How does this affect my sense of identity, my support for Israel? So many things that I could get into, and I'll have to do it another time. Thank you for being here. Have a great day. Adios.